The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey, and sitting over here on Planet Nancy, I've been remembering Doorknob, a card game we used to play. My two siblings and I, my parents occasionally, and most importantly, a guest. We'd be playing hearts or bridge at the kitchen table, strewn in the earliest days with Cokes and popcorn and later with pizza and beer. Somebody would cast out the bait. You don't play Doorknob, do you? Oh, nobody seems to know it around here. We only get to play when we go to our cousins. It's too complicated to try and explain. Once the mark is caught, the dealer wheels cards out to everyone around the table, a few face up, a few more face down. We walk through a couple demonstration hands, everybody playing slowly, showing their cards, taking turns helping out the newcomer. Okay, with a hand like yours, the first thing you want to do is call a heart color split. See, you've got these five hearts, and as long as you're holding at least five hearts, you can use all your black cards for wild cards and connect a bunch of stuff together like that. So if you're going to discard, discard diamonds. What the guest doesn't know is that all the rules and all the play of Doorknob are invented on the spot. If you notice that all four aces have been played, you call out Dramamine Ace, and then everyone exchanges two cards with the person across the table, and you get a free discard. After a suitable period of instruction, a dealer sits back and shuffles with a ready, set, go in the eye and announces that now we'll play for reals, but we'll still try and go slow. Cards flick and snap. Neptune, someone might call and inform the visitor, now everyone's got to pass two cards to the left. Across the table, lines and fans and stacks of cards shrink and grow until someone slaps down a winning card, calls Doorknob, and explains the arrangement of the cards on the table in front of them. See, I made a Timbaroo backbone with all these low numbers, and then everything else is built onto that. Playing Doorknob was probably the most collaborative thing we siblings ever did together. Even my little sister got to call Doorknob sometimes because if she didn't win too, she'd tell the secret. She'd usually crumble when she showed her cards, not knowing how to invent an explanation, so we'd help her out. Yep, I see what you got going here. You took these two pair and matched them up with the other cards and made a silent transform. Good job. Gifford Thompson, one of my brother's buddies, got to be better at Doorknob than anybody. He asked a lot of questions and clarified the rules, studied them up into a kind of system, practiced at home. When Gifford was there, it was more fun just to shove our cards around and not call Doorknob, our eyes flickering with complicity, while Gifford played, skillful and determined, until he turned over the climactic card, knew exactly how to play it, threw it down, leaped from his seat and called Doorknob. Lucky Gifford, the radiant winner. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.